I don't know. Gak's been off the rails for a little while.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you all returned to Candlekeep after successfully recovering the Plane of Thought slash the Forge of Spells that was hidden away in Phandalin. You all took some extended downtime as you all had been adventuring for the previous months. Pretty much essentially since you left Waterdeep, it'd been one nonstop adventure. So you all got some time to just, you know, take some time for yourselves. And you all learned some various new skills, from thieves tools to performance to arcana to investigation. You also checked in with your children, discovering that Natalie is a diviner who has been having dreams about your previously deceased party member, Miriam, to which you provided her with the Ring of Mind Shielding, which contained Miriam's soul, much to her delight. And you decided that she was, you know, a grown 13-year-old adult, and she could make decisions for herself. Squidly is still the Avowed's top researcher / top investigator, and even though he is a small child, he is one of the brightest minds to be found within Candlekeep, which is a lot to be said. And then Jinx, being in the body, or the mind of a 12-year-old, but the body of a full-grown 30-year-old man, has been absolutely dominating his peers in athletic competition within Candlekeep, so much so that they've had to invent new games, notably American football, for Jinx to spend his energies on. But so far, or overall, Vajra gave a glowing report of your adoptive children while you had been away curing racism in Phandalin. You all also swung by Zerg Fizzlecrank's shop to pick up your mini apparatus of Cooper / order some new attachments, that being the, I always forget the name of it. It's the Mirror of Life Trapping? Life Stealing? What is it? What's it called?
Mirror of Life.
Life Trapping. Life Trapping.
Yeah, the Mirror of Life Trapping. Yeah, you all slapped that bad boy on the back of your mini apparatus of Cooper so that you just had some extra trunk space, extra interdimensional trunk space. About 10 days.
He actually put it on the inside of a hatch, I believe. So that way, if someone were to open it or something like that. Oh, on the outside of the hatch.
Yeah.
It easily breaks, just so you know. It has 10 hit points or some shit like that. It is so breakable.
Look at it first.
That's why it's on the back of the car.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, unless somebody just has their eyes closed and they run and try to smash it, but what's the likelihood that that's going to happen, right? Anyway, I digress. You all pimped out your ride, and you were called into Vajra's office, and Vajra did let you know that they had been researching the Plane of Thought / the Ziggurat of Creation, and you had discovered the names as well as the quantity of the weapons of magical destruction that the Black Cloaks had created here. Unfortunately, that was the end of her knowledge, as she was not an authorized user and had been using a guest login. So she called in Morden Kanan to try and hack into the crystal interface to try to get them access, but that is still ongoing. While that is happening, Vajra decided to give, let's say, an employee appreciation gift of sorts, in that she purchased cruise tickets for you and your children to a high-end, all-expenses-paid luxury celebrity cruise, which is set to set sail from Baldur's Gate and head to one of the beautiful Moonshay Isles out in the Sea of Swords for basically a full week. So you all, with this information, started packing your mini Cooper or mini apparatus of Cooper and ended up leaving Candlekeep. 3 days on the road were relatively uneventful, just kind of watching the scenery go go by. But on that third day, you're about a day out from Baldur's Gate. Your path was waylaid by a single rider of the path in the middle of the road.
And he said...
Nothing. He just held up his hand and he said fire, as this was a demonic attack. And as he is going to point his hand at you all, and he is going to scream,
judgment of the four... sorry. We are here to take you to hell.
Everyone, please roll initiative. You can see that this rider bursts into flame at his proclamation.
I just rolled 2 nat 20s for initiative.
What a waste.
I know, right? I guess I'm going first, though.
Is that going so slow?
Yeah, what's your initiative? What's your initiative to add?
It's only +3. I might not go first.
Why is everything gone so weird?
Do I roll a separate initiative for insincerity, or is he going to go on my
turn? He can go on your turn. Okay, and then let me roll for Gak. Initiative starts, and just for the sake of this battle and your children, Smee, who is also not here tonight, was riding on her armored Pegasus. Sensing danger up ahead, is going to grab some of the children and put them, or all of your children, not just some of them, Nat, Squidly, and Jinx, she's going to throw onto her Pegasus and immediately take off directly into the air, away from the battle. And she screams, she does have a bottle in her hand and she has been drinking and flying. And she says, "Oh, take them somewhere safe. Good luck!" As Smee flies off.
All right, I guess we'll let her drunk-fy with our kids this one time.
He hears, "What am I going to hit? There's nothing up here."
Instead, he just thinks about all the tree
limbs. We do a barrel roll.
That's a good trick.
Okay, let's see who we got in initiative. Okay, Gak, Satch, Sincerity, Orthon, Titanius, Loyalty, and the Rider. Okay. You were all surprised that this was an attack and not a single rider as previously implied. So
my steel defender cannot be surprised.
Okay. And do they act on their own initiative, or they're acting on your initiative?
It said, well, you said they act on my initiative, but you had said that instead of the end of it, I could bring forward into my turn.
Okay, that's fine. So they're not... Okay, take that into account. They're not surprised, so you could do anything that they couldn't do, but I don't think that you would still be surprised.
They can take
right?
They can take the dodge action. They can take... Basically, it can take the dodge action. Okay, so it's a mount, but like as a bonus action, I'm commanded to do stuff, but if I don't get a turn, it can only take the dodge action. Which I'm just basically saying that's what it's doing.
Okay. All right, this rider is going to call out. He says,
"Brings you upon this path."
And I would like everyone to make a... Sorry, one second. This is a... Wisdom saving throw. Everybody make me a wisdom saving throw.
19.
We get that discreet +4 from loyalty?
If you are within 10 feet of her, which I just kind of threw your characters out onto the map, so you can feel free to move yourself, you know, as you
What am I rolling?
Fit. Wisdom save. So, I don't know. Loyalty, where would you be in the card?
I just rolled another 20.
Okay, so basically everybody except Insincerity would be near you. Okay, and yeah, wisdom saving throw, loyalty, you passed. Sincerity, if you're getting the boost from loyalty, you passed. Insincerity,
I
passed.
I just rolled another 20.
Another 20. Okay, yep, you all passed. Titanius, would you get on your wisdom save?
I just reconnected.
Oh, sorry, could you give me a wisdom save?
Is it a magical effect or spell?
It is, yes, it's a magical effect.
Advantage. 24.
Bummer. You also pass. Okay, everybody, you all, as this guy calls out,
what are you doing here? We're going to arrest you and take you to hell.
You feel like a presence, like, press into your mind, like they're trying to read your thoughts. And then it goes away. And he's like, what? Okay, well, never mind. Fire at them! And he points at the Orthons, and the Orthons are going to...
We're gonna shoot at... Driver? Yeah. Shoot the one that's driving.
Okay, I think
but
all
they can't
four
really
of them
get
are
to him. They're shooting at the Mini Cooper. right?
That's right. Okay.
I did protect my very valuable semi-clone.
Okay, so is anybody visible right now?
I assume I'm on the cart with loyalty, so we'd both be visible.
Okay. People on the cart.
I trotted up on my steel defender and was like,
Okay. I'll say everybody except the driver then. And so there's four Orthons and there's five of you out there. So I'll just roll 4d6 and that'll be who the targets are. So Thatch, you'll be 1, Sincerity, you'll be 2, Gak will be 3, Loyalty will be 4, Titanius will be 5, and then we'll address a 6 if it happens. Luckily, there were no 6s to address, so I was a little worried. So 1, 3, 4, and 3. So looks like Gak is going to get shot at twice. Let's do that one first. So they do a brass crossbow, and that'd be 2d10. That is 11. Oh, Gak. I don't think Gak can be surprised because he's a barbarian. Okay, and then that means he would have been able to go first. Is anything within range? 38 feet. Sorry, hold on. Not usually a goblin. He's got a 40. Okay. Yeah, he's got a 40 foot speed. All right. I take, before all of that happens, Gak sits up in the cart and he's like, Jesus, his name, something's wrong. And he just starts raging and he's like, nah! He like runs out into the forest straight at one of these Orthons. Bonus action rages and he's gonna bring the hurt. I guess just cannot be surprised. He's raging. Divine damage, divine fury. He'll go reckless. He'll go reckless with his halberd. 22 minus 5 is a 17. Just hits the Orthon. Their AC is indeed 17. So that is going to be 33 points of damage. And that changes everything that I would have done after that. So they wouldn't have shot at any of you all. This Orthon would have screamed and said, shoot this one! Shoot this one! As a good chunk of its meaty flesh comes out.
This is all under attack!
That's Gak's turn. You guys then would have done... I think the rider still would have, you know, called out to you all, asked what you were doing. Then the Orthon's turn would have happened, so they're all gonna attack Gak. So the one closest to him is going to hit him with a dagger. We're going to swing at him with a dagger. He will get advantage since Gak swung recklessly. Pretty good. 17 on the dice plus 10 is 26 to hit, which will hit. And then that does 2d4 plus 6. And where d4 the hardest to see? Right. 4 plus 6, 10. Is Gak immune to poison? Am I making that one up?
I think that's me.
No, hold on. He got a toxic.
Yeah, he has a necklace. I think he has the necklace or something.
This son of a bitch. Okay, yeah, toxic amulet. Item, sexy neck piece. This amulet contains the vial of the green dragon's venom. Once per day, the wearer can use an action to release poison in a 15-foot cone, forcing the creature... Okay, that doesn't make him... Doesn't give him resistance or anything to it.
If he is raging, which if he wasn't surprised, yeah, he wouldn't be raging.
No, he was raging, then so he'll take half of it.
So then it would be, it would be resistance.
Actually, not to poison. He's not a what are they called? Bear totem.
Oh, so he doesn't have the because that one it's resistant to everything except for what is it, psychic?
Yes, psychic. But he just gets resistance to the major or the main just weapon attack damage. Yeah. Okay. So I don't think Gak has anything that's saving him from poison. Just making sure. Okay. So he takes 10 points of slashing damage, which would be halved to 5. And then he would need to make a Constitution save. Good. He's got a plus 9 to Constitution. 21 will save. The DC was 17. And then take 4d10 poison or half on the save. So he'll take half. 16, 22, 25 points of poison damage halved to 13. Okay, that was the infernal dagger. Then three shots at Gak. They don't get advantage since they're ranged attack, so I'll just roll 3d20. And they are plus 7 to hit, and Gak has got an AC of 20, so two of those miss, but one will hit. That one that hits will go for paralysis. Let me roll damage real quick. That is going to be 2d10 plus 3. 11, 14, and then that would be halved to 7, and then paralysis, he needs to make another DC 17 save, plus 9, he rolls a nat 20, he says, suck it, my lord powers me, and you see his golden thong start to glow a little bit, as he is not paralyzed, but he will take 4d10 lightning damage. 9, 18, 22 points of lightning damage. Okay, that was all of the Orthon's turns. It is now the rider's turn. He has he's riding a nightmare, which has a... Perfect. Okay. You all see this rider, who has burst into flames on his horse, actually lift up into the air and fly. You hear him,
I foul beast, I shall send you back to the pits of Avernus where you shall belong.
And he, this rider goes right at the Mini Cooper and is going to attack it.
Don't scratch the paint.
Yep, it's just going to start attacking the Mini Cooper. It has an armor class of 11.
Like 200 hit points.
Yep.
Do we decide that this can be repaired with the mending spell, or
superficial stuff can? Not any of like your magical systems that would need to be some special repair. But okay, it is going to. It gets three attacks. As this rider bursts into flames and scorches across the sky towards the mini apparatus of Cooper, everyone please make a charisma saving throw.
Magical effect or spell?
Magical, yes.
24.
24. Loyalty, you are fine.
The green one is me, and the pink one is my steel defender. Well, I got 20. Or wait, pink one is me. So no, I got a... I still defender save.
Okay, good to know. Insincerity save. Titanius, what was your top
one? Eight.
Top one?
Eight.
That's a fail.
Eight and a seven.
It's a fail.
I got a five.
That's also a fail.
Did I make it?
Nope.
I'll give Titanius my player in the session on that saving
thing. Now, you don't get to roll it again with advantage. You just get to roll it one more time.
I don't. Come on.
I believe I have an inspiration.
How about a 19?
That'll save. Thatch, do you want to use your inspiration?
I don't believe I only had one.
Did you save and your steel defender not save?
I failed.
Other way around.
I failed and my steel defender rolled a 20.
Oh, wait. Was I close enough to loyalty to get a plus 4 on that 8? And would that have saved?
I am going to roll these.
It would not have.
Sorry.
Okay.
I got a 13 minus 2. I got 11. Did that save?
11 does not save.
Okay.
What? Do you want to re-roll it? I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
We got to find out what this aura does somehow.
There we go. I got a 16.
Okay. Anybody else want to give?
If nobody fails, how will we know what
the rest of us I'm not taking anything else. I'm not taking anything else. Because
okay.
If I roll a 20, it's an 18.
I also think you get a plus 4 because you are, I think, within 10 feet.
What, a plus 4?
Yeah, you would have gotten a plus
20.
Yep, all right, you just passed. 20. Barely.
Real dirty 20.
You all feel like you would have been scared. You feel like this was a scary man. You feel like he was a scary, scary demon devil riding at you. But you all are big adventurers. You didn't get scared. You all see this hellish lance fighter burst into flames and fly right at the mini apparatus of Cooper and just
just start just absolutely wailing into the paint job and doing a total of, oh, I don't even know what is that. I'm just going to add all the numbers and I'll tell you as it just starts wailing on it at 200. So
it is immune to certain things, right?
I think it's like psychic and
stuff,
like construct, usual construct, necrotic.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure just beating on it with a fire sword is not worth it.
Correct.
That might scratch the clear coat.
Oh my god.
Now we're gonna have to wax it, you guys.
They did about 80 points of damage.
We could just buff that out.
They almost did half the hit points worth of damage on the Mini Cooper. And you hear it, "Die, fell beast, I shall slay you and send your soul to the River Styx, and then I shall claim your rider's souls God, I've been reading Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, and all I can think is Malik, the god of death, Malik. It's, I shall send your gold to Malik. No, Mephistopheles. That's who I'm working for. He checks his contract on who he's working for. Okay. Wails on them. That was his turn. We're gonna go back to...
Because none of those attacks looked real close, right?
What do you mean, close?
With the 11 AC. Like, I keep forgetting my class ability to cutting words stuff, so, you know, if it looked like he almost missed hitting the broadside of the barn...
He gets a plus 10 to his hits.
He'd have to be real bad.
Yeah, he'd have to. I'll let you know if it looks. Well, I mean, yeah, I'll let you know if it looks real bad. But so far, no. His lance struck.
You know, if he gets down in the 13 to 15 range.
On that. Okay, I gotcha. Okay. All right. So that is his. He starts wailing. We're back up to Gak, who is still raging. And he's going to just keep on swinging. Galord, power my glaive. Reckless, as always. Another AC is 17. He's going to get 21 to hit. That'll hit and do a total of 36. 36 points of magical, raging, slashing, bludgeoning damage. Damn it. Ah, he has two attacks. I sold him short on his first round, I think. I'll give him another swing on this one, just to be fair. I got for that. But he no longer gets Divine Fury. He only gets that on his first attack. Still doing great, Weapon Master. Okay, another one. 18 will hit, and then his final attack that I missed from last round, just to make up for it, 15 misses. Okay, so the 18 will do a total of 24 points of damage. Okay, that is down to this Orthon looks real bad, and it actually yells out, hold on, as a reaction. It yells, like, you all see it over there. It's, I've taken too much damage. I must return to hell. Flee! And it's like, boom! And he explodes. A bunch of D8s worth of damage. And actually, as this happens, everybody make me a perception check as he explodes. Okay, 11 and 25. 10, so that's 21. Fire and thunder, so Gak wouldn't be resistant to either, so minus 21. Gak does not look good, you guys. Okay, and then, sorry, what were those perception checks?
I got a 25.
8.
Okay, 25. 8. You don't notice anything, Loyalty. Titanius, you do notice something. Sincerity, 15.
And then all Insincerity sees is this dude bashing on the front of the car.
Yep. he's very focused on the guy, on the crazy meth head on the front.
To be fair, I gave him, guard the clone and drive the car, and now, oh no, the car!
Yeah. Thatch, what did you get on your perception?
11.
11? Not good.
I think it was worth mentioning.
Not good enough. So Titanius, when this Orthon explodes, you can see that in the air around it, there is also three smaller explosions. And you got a 25. And I'll give you, even though it's really far away, when you heard him yell,
Only!
You swear to God, you heard the, or whatever robot you believe in, you heard the fluttering of wings before the explosion, and then the explosion happened, and no more fluttering. So that Orthon is dead. He is gone. Back to hell. It is now. Well, Gak is actually gonna, he's got some movement. He's like, I'm gonna run!
There wasn't any scene things, just the three separate little explosions.
So there was the big explosion, and then you saw, it's almost like three things got vaporized in the explosion.
Okay.
Since you were the one that saw it, make it just a intelligence or a nature or an arcana check.
Let's see. No, either one. I'll do arcana. Yeah, five.
No, nothing. You saw what you saw. You don't really know. Yeah. Okay, Gak runs back, uses the rest of his movement to run back to the main area, but he's not able to quite get all the way. It is Thatch, Theodore, TT, your turn.
Thatch will. So first I'm going to activate, I shall activate, combat mode, steel defender. And I like punch my hand down, like to the steel defender, you know, like Iron Man mode. And then cast enlarge, as it becomes large.
Okay.
And then I will go ahead and action surge. We'll hold that action. And I'm going to go ahead and, reach into my jacket and pull out a firearm, and then an arms and legs like kind of sprout from the firearm, and it's like, hey y'all, I'm Pistol Pete, and I throw him in the air, and then that's basically my familiar, I'm sorry, my homunculus, I don't have a familiar, is gonna catch it, and from about 15 feet up is gonna just hold it there, and then the pistol is going to go ahead and shoot. Okay. Assuming the pistol has proficiency in pistol.
Yeah, that's fine. And just to be clear, the pistol did introduce himself to you all. And what Thatch has done is cast Animate Object on the gun.
Tiny Servant. My third level spell slots to make sure that I have a Tiny Servant for 16 hours in the day. Because it's an 8-hour spell. So I'm using both of my slots so that I have an animated gun in my pocket at all times. Because basically 8 hours of sleep, 16 hours of being awake, and it's still paid.
Yep,
that's
you guys
how
thought,
he talks.
You guys thought Satch was zany.
And then I'm going to throw it in the air. My homunculus catches it. The pistol shoots itself at them. Just found this.
Roll the hit.
My stuff. It is a 14 plus. Should have had that spell open. Sorry, that is my bad. I should have had that open. I think. So can someone? Does someone have Tiny Servant? Like, can someone look it up real quick? I don't have it handy. Let's see if I can click. I'm just gonna click the interwebs.
Duration of 8 hours, 1 minute, third level transmutation spell.
I just need the stat block.
Oh, plus five to hit.
No.
Thank you. Plus five to hit. I got 19.
And you're shooting at the rider.
The closest one to me.
Yeah.
It's far enough away.
Yeah, that would be the rider that's attacking the Mini Cooper. You throw Pistol Pete up in the air. Pistol Pete shoots his nose at the rider, but he misses just barely.
No. He thrusts his pelvis, and it shoots. And then my homunculus uses its action to reload him. And then I'm going to go ahead and let's get back to my action surge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now I'm going to go ahead and charge in with my on my steel defender. I'm not really charging, but is it this guy right here? That guy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my steel defender is going to use its attack or its action to attack it. It gets a, I done close the page to that, but I did have it open, I swear. There it goes. It is, it's my spell modifier, so it's plus, sorry, I'm not used to looking at this character sheet. I did write it down though. Plus 9. And I rolled an at 20 plus 9. So then I roll 1d8 or 2d8 plus my that's a 4 and a 5, plus my proficiency, which is 5. So it's 14 points of force damage.
Is that
It's force. So it's not bludgeoning or piercing,
gotcha.
Or it's force.
Yep.
It's an element type.
Yep.
All right. And how much damage was that? Sorry, I missed it.
14. And then I'm going to go ahead and take my attacks. The first one is... Does it have a weapon in its hand?
Yes. It has a very scary-looking hellish lance that is covered in hellfire. Almost a hellfire lance, if you will.
So I got a 15 plus... a 15 plus... Bonus really plus 16. There's no way. That can't be correct. Because of my the strength thing. So yeah, 16 plus 15, so 31. And then I'm assuming that hits.
Yeah, that would be a correct assumption.
I'm gonna go ahead and use a maneuverability dice to disarm him. He needs to make a strength saving throw of 23.
I'm just gonna go out here and say I don't like this. I don't like this character. I didn't like your last character, but here we go.
No worries.
Is this a saving throw or a check?
It's a saving throw.
It's a save.
It's a maneuverability. It's a fighter thing.
Yeah, the battle master.
Dice heard me talking. I rolled a one.
Huh? Okay.
You disarm them.
You're disarmed. What? I use my attacks. No. I use one. Yes.
Give that back.
Yes. And then I'll yes. Sir. Wait, no.
Wait.
No.
Does he
have to, and I like spit some water in his face. Object interaction. I pick it up.
Hey. No. That's stealing.
Does he have to roll a 1d4?
Hey, that's against the law. Hey, this guy broke the. That's against the law.
Only players have to roll the 1d4.
Right. my second attack, I'm gonna go ahead and swing at him again. Oh, that one went off. I even though it's a 17 and it'd be plus, I'm gonna roll it. It has to be in the tray, man. I've anything but consistent. I rolled a 4 plus 16. Does a dirty 20 hit?
Just barely.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to use a maneuverability dice. Oh, sorry. There was another 5 damage on that last attack.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah.
From
my
maneuverability dice that I used up. I'm going to use my second maneuverability dice, which will kind of deplete them. I've been thinking about doing this all week, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. It's not a reaction or anything. I just do it. And I rolled a 3. He needs to make a strength saving throw again of 23 or be knocked 15 feet back.
He didn't.
But
make
also,
it.
I roll my damage. Oh, I didn't actually roll my regular damage on that. That's fine. So that's a 3. Oh, actually, sorry. It's a d12. That's my bad. It's a lance. 6 and 10, I think. 6 and 10, yeah, because that's my strength. So 16 points, and then plus my maneuverability die, which was 3. 19 points. Uh-huh.
That's not yours.
I'm gonna move forward some more, and then I only had 2 maneuverability dice, and I just used them up. Use my last attack to hit him with my lance again.
It's already your lance.
That's my lance.
I have a lance. A plus 1 lance. I can wield it in one hand because I am mounted.
Okay. I thought you picked you disarmed so his lance and then you were beating him with his lance.
Oh, no, I have that in my other hand, but I'm not gonna. I think it does fire. I'm pretty smart. I think I know devils are immune to fire. You know. But I rolled a 19 plus the 16, totally a hit. I'm just gonna move on to damage, which is a 12, which is an 8 plus 10, 18 points, and that is magical. I did miss my first round of weapon damage, but that's fine. It's my own fault. And that is my turn. Yes, that is my turn.
Okay.
It's like, that's mine. Give that back. That's not cool.
All right, that was sad. Sincerity, you're up.
All right, this next part is going to be hilarious, even though it won't synergize as well with what Thatch has going on. Both Sincerity and Insincerity are going to take offense to the defacing of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerity's going to hop up on top, and then they are both... Sincerity is going to use his racial ability to cast Hex on the guy. He's going to Hex his strength, and then... Actually, he's going to Hex his dexterity, and then Insincerity is going to use his Ring of Spell Storing to cast Hex.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to hex his strength.
Okay.
And then six Eldritch Blasts between.
Jesus Christ. Okay, roll the hit.
Real quick, I'm going to use my Artificer feature when I hit to give Gak 2d6 hit points back.
Oh, nice.
11.
Okay.
That last roll is actually insincere.
Okay, so yeah, 30 will hit, 21 will hit, 23 will hit, so all of Sincerity's blasts hit. That 19 will miss, and that 26 will hit. So 5 out of the 6 hit. So that is there. Hold on. Don't think they have any resistance or any resistances to necrotic. Nope, they don't. Okay, so they'll take full damage. So that's 14, 17, 29, 30, 49, 53, 61.
65.
Yeah, 65. That one was the miss.
81, 84.
Okay, and you don't have repelling blasts, right?
No, no. I don't actually have any levels in Warlock, so I just have the feat that gives me one.
Okay, thank God, because you lay into this guy. He's like, hey, give me back my, and this is just for comedic effect. He's like, hey, give me back my lance. That's not nice. He's so engaged with what Thatch has done, doesn't even see the Eldritch Blast coming, and he just boom, 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 lies flat, like, just into the ground. You pummel him into the ground with, shots of Eldritch Fire, and he can kind of, like, he stands up and he's like, whoa. And he looks back. Looks not great. That you said 84?
Yep, 84.
Not good. Okay. That was, and yeah, he isn't knocked prone, but it, you know, just for the sake of the scene, he was pummeled into the ground.
He's like calf deep into the ground.
Yeah. Okay, anything else on y'all's turn?
Sincerity is going to hop back down onto the web.
Okay.
And then Insincerity is going to go ahead and close the back hatch, and he'll arm the mirror against anyone who isn't us, just in case they try to get in the back door.
Okay, noted. It is now the Orthon's turn. You hear the rider weakly call out from the ground.
Seriously, what are you all doing here? What's your plan? Why are you going this way?
And everybody, go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw again, as you feel that same force kind of press into your mind.
I rolled a nat 1.
13.
That's a fail. A nat 1 is a fail.
Is there a range to that?
Does anyone have
16? Oh, I'll give my player inspiration to who rolled the 1?
Me.
I'll take it.
Thank you. 26.
All right, that's a save.
I got a 16.
It was a 14 plus 4 for Sincerity, and then just a 16 for Insincerity.
Okay, both saves. And then Titanius, you got a 13?
Yeah.
Okay. All of you pass, but, you know, just as everybody hits their turn, even though you passed, I would just like you to tell me what your surface level thoughts are, you know, and don't read too much into that wording specifically. I just would want to know your surface level thoughts. So
I think Insincerity is going to be like 00111001.
Yeah. All right. Orthon.
I was like, wait, that's what I'm thinking.
Insincerity has no thoughts. Sincerity's thinking about the paint job on his car.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Are we going to be able to get that to buff out?
All right, you hear the guy,
shoot the guy. He took my lance. That's not fair. Shoot him.
They're all going to aim at Thatch. They all have plus 7 to hit. Thatch, what is your AC?
21.
Well, that's not fun. Okay. Wait, hold on. I think I'm fucking this up. One second.
Wait, he's thinking my brother loves this car.
It's alright, I'm gonna make up for it. McGee, you and I were just talking about that, you know, when you're as a DM, some stuff that you just forget, you gotta roll with it. This is me rolling with it. So they're all gonna shoot it in Thatch.
Gotcha.
You said 21 was your AC?
Yes.
Fuck. 20 was the closest one to get to you. So beep, 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 beep.
Seriously, you guys?
And the rider looks around, not one of you could hit, and he, as he looks around, you see the Orthons use their bonus action to
turn invisible.
Like, come on, guys. Seriously, you couldn't even... Oh, now you can't even face me? Real mature. Come on, guys. We're supposed to be bounty hunters in this together. You know, the crew that slays together stays together. No loyalty. No, nothing. And they all just disappear. Like,
a bonus action, turn invisible. Titanius, it is now your turn.
I am going to... So I don't kind of know their strategy. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on the carpet. I think I was already on the carpet, but I'm going to bonus action hide, and I'm going to move over here. Bonus action hide, and wow, this dice are not being good to me today. 20 on the hide, and then I'm going to activate my cap of see invisible. I think I'm out of action.
Who gave you that?
You did. I asked you for it.
All right, I'm going to have a talk with myself a little bit later, but that's a discussion, private discussion for a later time. Okay, so you're wearing this cap.
Can I hear that discussion?
How could you let him do that? How could you forget? I don't know. I was high. I smoke a lot of weed. Kind of forget. You know, sometimes we ad lib. Sometimes we throw some stuff in there. We can't be responsible for what we do when we're high. God damn it.
Right.
I fucked up the game because I got high.
Couldn't remember the Orthon invisibility because I got high. I didn't remember that they were a primary ambush predator because I got high.
Excellent.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Afro Man once live.
I
gave him a cool 45. Yeah, there was no cool 45s in the building. And I went to the gas station across the street, came back in, and just like I worked for it. Like, I basically just talked my way in. I said, hey, I'm going to be right back. I got to go get some cool 45 because he's up there doing the song. And like, basically scammed it. Just went and got more cool 45 from the store and just brought it up and handed it to him on the stage. Fucking epic. So good. I digress.
No, man. I'd tell my grandchildren of that story. And they'd be like, who's Afro Man?
You really did that?
Yeah, and it was actually my neighborhood, so I was familiar with the gas station and its proximity to the unit. It was pretty awesome.
Alright, so Titanius, you're hiding. Anything else on your turn?
Activated see invisibility. So.
And that's just it casts the spell see invisibility.
Yep.
Okay, and that has
the daytime or the night.
I believe it is 30 feet provision on that.
No, it's for the duration, you just see creatures and objects as if they were visible. There's no range on it.
Oh. So if it's nighttime, it would be the limit on your dark vision, but if it's the daytime, it'll just be as far as you can see through these trees.
It's daytime, and you can... I won't reveal it to everybody on the map, but I will say that you can point to exactly where they are. There's... You can see them. There's still three of them. They're kind of snickering, and like they think nobody can see them. So
okay, I relay that through Rares that if anybody wants to attack one of them, I can point them out, point them in the right direction.
Yep, we're here right now. There's one here. There's one here. And there's one over here.
I think you're pinging on the GM.
Yep, I am. Hold on, right there, right there, and right there.
Would this give them just normal?
I think they'd still have... We'd have some disadvantage against... Like, you don't, the rest of them.
Yeah, I'll take it into consideration.
We know which where to target now.
Well, I could restore balance and make it a attack.
Yeah, well, Loyalty, you're up.
I don't have enough range to get to him, but I'm going to work my way over there.
You can jump on...
Oh, I can jump on my Pegasus.
Mm-hmm.
Can I attack my Pegasus?
I'll see why not.
I'm doing it. I'm going to jump on my Pegasus, and I'm going to fly over to this guy, and I'm going to swing my luck blade. Can I swing it two-handed for my Pegasus?
That, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say you're going to need to at least keep one hand on the reins. So yeah, roll to hit.
Isn't the Pegasus an intelligent mount, though?
It is, but bonded to her.
Yeah, but I still feel like you...
I think an intelligent mount, like, flies... I mean, it flies on its own, right? It can fly, like, so you don't actually have to, like, guide it. It guides itself, as opposed to, like... Because that's the paladin spell, right? The mount? So I believe it's an intelligent mount. I couldn't understand.
There's, like, one good angle to get a two-handed strike off while riding a Pegasus, and since they are mentally linked, they could, you know, do that together.
Okay, hold on.
I'm riding side saddle.
If you're riding side saddle, you definitely have to have your other hand on the saddle to keep your ass on there.
That doesn't work.
That makes it harder. Okay, hold on.
Intelligent mounts can also attack on their own. part of the paladin.
Catch these hooves.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you can do a two-handed attack, but you definitely cannot be having a shield as well.
Did I miss with my 16?
You did, yeah.
How about a 25?
Yeah, that one will hit.
15 points.
Okay.
Smite. I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Spend a spell slot, and then you get like a d8 per spell level or something.
I think it's 2d8 per spell level. Or 2d8 on first level.
If it's a demon or an undead, it'd be an extra 1d8. So.
Make a knowledge intelligence check. History.
Me? I make a history check?
Yeah, make a history check.
Six.
You are uncertain as if to if your smite would do extra damage on this creature.
I'll try anyway. Sam is steering because I can't figure it out.
It does do extra damage. You just didn't know. You just didn't pay attention in history class.
I wasn't the scholarly type.
Mm-hmm.
There's 22 with my smite. Or 22 added to my...
This guy's looking very, very bloodied. I'm not sure of the internal anatomical composition of this devil. So his spleen is out, I guess, what you could call a spleen. It's just kind of outside of his body. He's still alive, but not great. Anything
like
else on your turn?
Like 90%. That's my turn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually probably mostly just intestine. It's like intestine on intestine. He's like, oh my god, my grand intestine is coming out. Not even a large, it's bigger than a large intestine. No. And he's like, I'm gonna fix this. He starts grabbing his grand intestine and like pushing it back into his body. He says, just like mom taught me how.
His mom sounds like our dad.
Pushed it back, pushes it back into his body, and he like is holding his hands over the spot where he shoved his guts back into his guts, and like it glows red and black, and you can see wounds start to heal, and he goes back to full health, and he goes, I can only do that once, and it takes a full turn. He says, please give me back my lance. And he's going to object interaction, try and gently tug the lance away from Thatch. Thatch, do you allow that to happen?
Who? He's going to try and take it back?
He's using his object interaction to try and take it from you.
No.
Okay.
I said, no means no, sir.
Okay, because it's an object interaction, it doesn't even rise to the level of a check. So because you didn't want it to happen, it doesn't happen. But, you know, you got to take every shot. Nice. You miss every shot you don't take. So, you know, there could have been a situation where you're just like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm taking this back. And then you say no.
He's like, okay, I'll try a little more forcefully next time.
Put some water in the face again.
Ow! I don't like that. It's like cold fire. I don't like that.
It is now Gak's turn. Says, here comes Gacky. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Gets all the way over to this rider. And he says, let the glory be with you. Reckless attack, first one. And then second one. A 24 will hit on his first attack, and then his second attack will miss. So that first one is going to do 33 points of damage to this rider, this flame rider. And then we're back up to Thatch, two lances in hand.
Excellent. And I can one-hand wield lances because I'm on a mount. Let me look at where I'm at on screen. There's the guy right in front of me.
Yep.
I shall just start attacking him. I will use my bonus action to have my steel defender attack again. Is Gak still looking a little rough?
About half of what he should be.
So bleeding.
Bleeding.
I'm going to go ahead and roll to attack this guy with my lance again. A 27.
Just give me back 12. My weapon. It's super uncool that you've taken it.
So that was actually, I said I was going to attack with my steel defender, but I'm using my stats. So that actually would be me. Like, sorry about that. Because I rolled the d12. I was an 11 plus 10, 21 points of damage. I'm going to make a second attack.
Just give me my lance back.
That 20. That's 2d12.
Stop.
That's be nice.
Stop it.
And that's an 11 and a 12. So it's 23 plus 10 is 33 points.
You're humiliating me in front of my minions.
Third one, it's a 17 plus 16 is a that's 1d12. And that one is a 4 plus 10, 14 points of damage. Now my steel defender is going to attack.
Stop it. I'm scary. I'm a big scary rider.
Plus 9. Ooh, does a 16 hit?
No. No, I'm a big scary rider. Really? A 16 doesn't hit me.
That sucks. Okay. But you can see the homunculus up there, as if I chose like Caterpie up there flying around. And as I got a pistol in his hand, and the pistol's like, "Hey guys, don't forget about me!" And then thrusts, shooting a magic bullet. It's an 18 on the die plus 5, which is 23.
That'll hit.
Excellent. And that is a D10. 10. And I believe it's plus... I know I'm the tiny servant. I'm trying to make me 1 second. I just have to click a window. Plus 3. So, 13. Yeah, sorry.
He shot me! That gun shot me!
Then my homunculus is going to go ahead and reload it. And then my homunculus, I didn't even think of this before, is going to actually fly behind me and, like, perch on my back. Like, not, like, on my shoulder, but, like, on my back, as if, like, behind me.
God, minions, he shot me! Gosh, that what this feels like? I don't like this at all.
I will object interaction, use both of my object interactions to put both of the lances away.
No, well, okay, hold, but before you do that, you were gonna give me my lance back, right?
Just, like, put it on my back.
It's not. It's now
worn and ill carried.
It's against the law to steal. Like, what you did was super uncool. Like, super unlawful. It's a little upsetting that I'm fighting with someone that would break the law. Like, it feels weird.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just a side note, I'm going to go ahead and heal Gak with one of those when that first hit.
Okay.
6 points.
Okay. All right. Anything else on your turn, Thatch?
That is it. That's all.
Okay. Sincerity, your turn.
All right. Can Sincerity get that ping from Titanius on the Orthon location again?
Sure. 10 feet from you.
But seriously,
10 feet from you.
The rider looks Gak around.
10 feet.
That's okay. So Sincerity's the blue one.
The rider looks around at the rest of you.
You guys are okay with just having a thief, a person in your companion that just breaks the law? You guys are okay with this? He stole from me. He stole from me. That's not against the law.
Sincerity's gonna finger guns him.
Hey, do you have a permit for those?
He'll flash his magic police badge.
Oh my god, you don't even have a real permit for those. You're a criminal too. You're all unlawful. No wonder the bosses wanted us to bring you in. God, you just reek.
If you need it, I can restore balance if there's disadvantage.
Not on this guy. And then Insincerity is going to give up the concentration on... Actually, does he also have a hat?
Dual Minds?
No.
He does. He has a headband of dueling minds. We stole it from somebody's dead body at one point. It was either Miriam or Cordon. But he'll give up the hex on the knight. The strength one is the one that Insincerity had, and he will cast fairy fire with the Felucian Vandalore over by the Orthon. These two that are grouped.
Okay. What's the radius on fairy fire?
It is a 20-foot cube. Yeah.
There is exactly 20 feet between them, so you can only pick one or the other.
Then no fairy fire. Keep the hex all in on Elk Blasts.
Alright, as you were.
And I think all of those hit. Let me whip out the calculator. I'll
yep, 33, 27, 21, 25, 22, and 25 all will hit an AC of 20.
That is 104 points of damage total.
Alright, you actually do just blow him away, and he's dead. You kill him, and his body just kind of seeps into, like, ashes and just kind of blows away with the wind. He says,
"You guys are criminals. Unlawful."
as he passes away back to hell.
And that's the turn.
Okay, everybody, wisdom saving throws. As you hear the Orthons call out,
so what are you guys doing?
I got a 7. That,
it's a 14 on insincerity.
My player inspiration. Thanks.
Who is it? Who, oh, okay.
Does my steel defender need to make it? Is it like to read his mind or charm him or anything like that?
No, the steel defender would not have been targeted.
Okay.
But I think loyalty was giving you player inspiration if you wanted to reroll.
Oh, awesome. A 16 plus 18.
Damn it. You guys all passed. But again, just a quick check in. What would everybody's surface level thoughts be right now? So let's go. We'll go down the order. Gak is raging. There's not much thought going on right there. Loyalty, what's your surface level thoughts?
I hope I don't fall.
Okay, cool. Thatch, surface level thoughts, quick temperature check.
You know, all the possible variables of what could happen, including different like X factors that may inject themselves into the equation that could alter the you know, events as we're seeing. You know, just like kind of like going over all the variables, nothing clear, but just like, you know, like I could do this if they do this, and then I'm gonna go and do this, and so on and so on. Almost like little lines of code.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the like, Zach Galifianakis GIF from The Hangover.
Oh, exactly. Cards. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Verbal gifts are the new thing. Top.
Yeah, exactly. Sincerity, surface thoughts?
I'm a tiefling bard, and I'm here to say that you go ride on another day. Another day, another rhyme, another color. Another stuffed shirt with another white collar. Criminals, North Ward, taking the pie, and all the Dock Ward gets is a plate of tried lies.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful. All right, one, take an inspiration. That's beautiful. But two, make a perception check. Actually, everybody make a perception check, as Sincerity's surface thoughts are read. Oh my god, Titanius, you have the sea invisibility spell.
Nat 20.
Rocky. Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, gang. Good job on your Nat 20 on seeing all these things. I'm just going to move them all to the token layer so you can see. So with that insane rap that's just going through the surface level of Sincerity's thoughts, one of these imps who has a helm of telepathy, who has been casting detect thoughts on all of you, you hear him talk to one of his other friends. He's like, yo, this guy's fire. He's got some bars. He's got some fire thought. And then that's Titanius. You look around. So not everybody sees this. Sincerity, you heard it with your 20. Thatch, you heard it with your 20. You heard the verbal like, oh, this guy's fire. Like with compliment of his rhymes. And you're like, what the fuck? But Titanius, and I'm so sorry I didn't say this earlier, this battlefield is covered with little invisible imps that are just kind of sitting in bushes, sitting on trees, and they all have helms of telepathy that, like, they're just using to cast detect thoughts at will during their, or on each of their initiatives. So there is countless numbers of imps just kind of sitting around on the battlefield invisibly. But moving on, it is these four thorns.
If you tell us via Rory's, then
oh yeah, and actually, Titanius, we didn't get to your surface thoughts. What do you got? What are your surface thoughts, Titanius?
It's 10011010101 periodic table with a centerpiece of mine.
Beautiful.
That's actually the lyrics from Clutch Soul.
I didn't know. It was good either way. Good use of it either way. Orthons are gonna. This one's Titanius. You see this one sneaking up behind Gak in loyalty, and it is going to attack Gak. He's going to get advantage. Wow!
I take away his advantage.
Oh, good. Thank you, because he rolled double fours, so he would have missed anyway. But you used a resource. He can no take backs. He's misses, but he uses his action to attack and then turn invisible. I'm going to keep them visible on the playing field for everybody, but just know that they are invisible technically to everybody except Titanius. So that Orthon misses. These two Orthons are also going to shoot. Well, actually, I think they're going to shoot at Sincerity, because Sincerity just blasted their boss. 11, 18, 18 hit? sincerity?
Actually, no. Sincerity has an AC of 19.
Okay, well then, a 15 sure as shit won't hit you, even with advantage. Those two Orthons missed. Bummer. Hell is not sending their best, that's for sure. Titanius, you're up.
I'm hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I will come to this one, and I think I'm just going to attack him. Advantage, because I'm hidden, and I'm going to use Booming Blade on him.
Okay.
Fucking idiots probably don't even know I'm here. It's just, he got killed easily.
I guess that's the damage, but I got to roll to hit, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it just linked the Staff of Power.
Yeah, I had that problem last time. Why does it not? Yeah, I'm plus 10, so let's just do... Wow, my best was 14.
To hit? Your best was 14 to hit?
Oh, it rolled them together, sorry. It was a 4 and a 6 plus 10, so 16 was the best.
Not gonna hit. Swing and a miss.
And then I will use my bonus action to hide again.
Okay, since you've missed, this Orthon did not register that you had tried to attack it.
Okay.
Loyalty, you're up.
Wow, swing at this guy in front of me.
Okay, roll with disadvantage, because he is still invisible.
18.
Ooh, that one does hit.
14 points of damage.
He's like, good luck hit. Ow! Hey, okay, well, beginner's luck, you know. I was standing there in front of you.
He's now visible, so you no longer have to roll at disadvantage.
I did, but I still got a 20.
Yep, and that will hit. You got 20 points of damage?
Yeah.
Ow, oh, okay. Fuck you, first of all. Not nice.
Stick my tongue out of him.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
Nope. It's that 34 points of damage.
Cool. It is now Gak's turn. He's... I see you. Practice attack. 25 is gonna hit. And then a second attack will... Wait, that should have rolled with advantage. It didn't. Again. Yeah, second attack won't hit, but that first attack will, doing 26 points of damage.
Ow, guys, stop it. Just lay down and let us arrest you and take you to hell, where our devil princes can just subjugate you and use your bodies for manual labor forever. Just let that happen. Is that too much to ask?
It is now Thatch's turn.
Can I see any of them?
Yeah, you can see this one over here by Gak and Loyalty. This one you can see. Actually, the one by you can see.
Excellent. I will just keep it. I will just attack this one then. Then move up. So my homunculus is like kind of on my back, or rather on the back of my large creature, which takes up 4 spaces. So it kind of like be outside of what I perceive to be melee range. And so it's gonna lift up and Pistol Pete is packing a punch. And he throws the... Oh, I crit! Pistol Pete is packing... He's got a... I got a two-shot that I call Tupac. He's going down. That's 2d10s. I got 2 ones, dude. Fucking
Snake Ass got me again! It's like Reno all over again!
So it's... He does 7 damage. Oh, wait. 5 damage.
5?
Best crit ever. Yep. And the homunculus is going to reload him and then land behind me on my mount. I'm going to go ahead and make my attacks. 18 plus 16 is a hit. 12, 8 plus 10, 18.
Just hits.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I meant to say that I was going to, like, object interaction pull the one lance back out, and then object interaction pull my spellcasting focus out. But that's... I would have had to have done it to attack with my lance. Sorry about that. That's my bad. So the second... did I just roll my second attack or not?
I believe you did.
Do you remember what I got?
Okay, 18 damage?
I'll take... 18 damage. That was what I... That was the hit. Oh, that was the damage on my first attack. So my second attack. Nat 1. Do I drop my weapon?
Roll a d4.
I... 1.
Okay. Roll me another d4.
A 3.
Okay. And roll me the damage that you would have done.
The damage that it would have done? I don't know. Yeah. That was like...
Like, imagine you hit with that nat 1. Like, if you hit...
Well, yeah, it's... Oh, okay. I haven't rolled on this one yet. So
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So roll.
A 4 plus 10. 14.
14. Okay. Loyalty, you take 14 points of... Is that a magical plus 1 lance?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
loyalty. Just, that's, yeah.
Loyalty, you take 14 points of lance damage as Thatch.
And since I just hit you with that, I'm gonna go ahead and give you 2d6 healing.
Thank you.
10. Take 10 back. And my third attack hopefully will not be a 1. I got a 13 plus 16. And that is a 12 on the die plus 10, 22.
It had just 22 hit points. So you actually knock
it down?
Yeah, you knock it down. It's down.
Okay. Is it like dead?
Yeah, dead.
Not killed. Okay. It didn't go back to Avernus?
Nope. Didn't have a chance to trigger its reaction. You got it. It just died.
Is that combat?
No, there's still two more.
Okay.
And a bunch of
I will
of
go ahead and my shield defender still has its attack. And I can't see the imps though, right?
No, you cannot.
Well, there's too many. Okay. There's too many to like.
Can I see the big one?
What, right here?
No, where? So you can't see any of the other big ones, but Titanius can point at them.
Okay, whichever one he points at, I'll go ahead and... How far away is it from me? Because I can't really see. Oh, okay, I see. I believe my steel defender, give me 1 second while I look at its movement. I have the book open to it. It's at least 30. Is that 30 feet?
Yeah, it's 20, about 25 feet away, or 20 feet away from you.
Nice. 40 feet is what the steel defender has. So yeah, we'll move up to that location and make its attack. I guess with disadvantage,
because
I can't see it. Look at it.
Does it have see invisibility for some reason?
1 second. No, it has dark vision.
Okay.
Yeah, so disadvantage.
Roll to hit.
There's an 8 plus 16 and then a 17 plus 16. So 8 plus 16 is 24.
That'll hit.
Hang on. It's not plus 16, it's plus 9. 8 plus 9, 17. Does 17 hit?
No, it doesn't.
Sorry, I was thinking of the
hits.
Character and not the steel defender. Does it?
Just sweet. Hits, yeah.
And it does. 28 plus 5. Yes. 6 plus 5 is 11 points of damage, and that is my turn, I believe.
And more importantly, this Orthon becomes visible. Sincerity, your turn.
Sincerity is going to bonus action hex the visible Orthon's dexterity.
Okay.
And then he is going to cast Synaptic Static to get the two Orthons and then that group of three imps to the north.
Okay.
Of them. Let me link that.
What's the save on that again?
It is an intelligence saving throw, DC 22.
Both Orthons fail. The imps have no chance of passing.
All right. And that was actually sincerity. So make sure I roll the right dice here.
Well, unless they roll an at 20, right?
No, they don't. They're not even smart enough if they roll an at 20. Imps don't get the same benefit they give PCs.
Imp and ain't easy.
39 points of psychic damage, or half that. Pass, plus the one I hex, takes an extra point of necrotic damage.
I think the hex only does that for spell attacks. I don't think it's for saves.
I thought it was any time I deal damage, but let me think. Whenever I hit it with an attack, that is, yeah.
So those, both Orthons failed, so they take 39 points of, in psychic damage. These imps are roasted and are dead, so you've made some empanadas. And as they roast up, little metal helmets kind of fall to the ground where their bodies just like roast in place, which is not typical of an imp. Typically, imps aren't wearing any sort of armor or anything like that, but all three of them had little helmets, which you, Sincerity, probably would easily recognize as little helms of telepathy.
Nice. Cool. And that rap is, Sincerity has been working on that since we completed the dragon heist and stole all the gold from the castle lanterns.
Nice. Holding on to that one for a while then.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you only stole some of the gold from the castle lanterns.
That's true.
Yeah, you let, but most of it was in a melted state, so really hard to use, you know?
Yeah. Insincerity is going to use his bonus action to hex the other Orthon's dexterity.
Okay.
And then he is going to let off a volley of headbutts.
All right, roll to hit.
Actually, did they happen to step a little closer to each other at all?
They did not. They haven't had a turn yet. Or they, I don't think they moved on their last turn.
Yeah. All right, so that first one's going to miss.
Mm-hmm. That second one will hit, and that third one will hit.
Solid.
Is that 35
it's
points?
It's going to be 35 points of damage.
Okay. All right, anything else on your turn?
Sincerity is going to run over next to Loyalty.
Smart.
And Insincerity will pull the car a little closer so that he's in the aura too.
Beautiful. Okay. It is now the imp's turn. Titanius. I should have described this last turn, but you see all the imps look at their imp friends get fried by the synaptic static and just kind of like they just kind of shrug their shoulders, and then they all simultaneously put their hands to their temples or their little demon devil fingers to their temples, and they like, and you can see that they're all wearing helms of telepathy. It looks like they're all casting detect thoughts. And as soon as they all start doing this, everybody make me a wisdom saving throw.
Don't they have to see me to cast it at me?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it does. You just have to be alive with thoughts.
Yeah, you're right. Because you can detect presence.
No, or you can focus your mind on any one creature that you can see within 30 feet of you. So
But you can also detect people who aren't there and detect their thoughts. Because I've used
yes. You can also use the spell to detect the presence of thinking thoughts you can't see. No, they're really using that first one. They're trying to penetrate. Oh, I think, Titanius, you wouldn't have to do this.
Okay.
Sincerity.
I used an inspiration, and I still only get an 11 with the aura.
Yes. Okay, so the Orthon yells out,
"What's your purpose, and why are you going this way?"
What's your deep thought and reaction to that question?
Where are you going? What are you doing?
Sincerity, his deep reaction to this is just chilling, waves and sand.
You hear, you see the imp that read your mind, like, take off his helmet, like, oh, god damn it. like he was, like, just heard something he just didn't want to hear. Like a radio producer that just let the F word, go out on the radio. Or, like, Mission Control where something just went horribly wrong. They're like, god, like, we were in! Imp's turn, Orthon's,
I'm going to get this guy right in front of me.
I'm hitting.
No,
Thatch. I'm trying to stab this little guy. 25, Thatch, does that hit you?
Disadvantage. My steel defender gives you disadvantage as its reaction.
I also got a 25 again.
I didn't hear a die roll, but I believe you. I mean, I didn't, but I believe you because you're the DM, and you surely wouldn't lie to us.
I promise I didn't lie that time. I rolled two 15s, and I get a plus 10.
Oh, really? Damn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you hit me. You got me.
Sincerity is going to use his reaction to cutting wood.
All right, roll
so,
it.
So subtract 9 from that total.
Dang, that's a good one. 25 minus 9 is 16. Does that hit you?
No dice.
Oh, god damn it. No.
Thank you.
I had him.
Thank you, sir.
I had him. I had him right in front of me.
The other Orthon is going
to shoot. I am
indebted to you. 23 to hit. Thatch?
That does hit.
Okay. I'm gonna do...
Hold on. Hang on a second. Shield is a reaction, isn't it?
It is.
And that's in its second level?
Yeah. I think it's actually first level.
First level. I'm gonna go ahead and catch it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And what would that bring your AC to?
It gives it 4, so 25.
Plus 5.
Oh, gives it 5, so 26.
Okay. All right, let me just crunch those numbers real quick. 23 is less than 26, so...
I believe so. Yeah,
I think it misses you. I think it misses you. Okay, hold on. Let me check. Yep, I just got confirmation from our accounting team that it does miss. Good work, gang.
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Well, that Orthon's turn. Both of them are going to turn invisible. And then this one's going to run about 30 feet. Titanius and Thatch, you would get attacks of opportunity. Thatch, you would be at disadvantage.
If they're invisible, I don't believe I get attack of opportunity.
Well, I mean, Titanius, I think, is right there. I think he could tell you pretty easily. Swing.
Okay.
I will.
So, normally, I would agree with you, but because you have somebody right next to you who can see the thing, I think, I think it's reasonable. That'll hit. Titanius, did you swing?
I did.
11 points.
27.
Yeah, that'll hit.
But I didn't use a dagger.
Actually,
I used 12 points. Staff of power, because that's what I have in my hand. It's just the dagger. Mm-hmm. Used to stimulate the attack.
That's fine.
But I don't get sneak attack damage, right?
Not with the staff. Well, actually, hold on. No, it's not a finesse weapon, so no.
Alright. So, 7.
Okay, 7 points damage. And then, Thatch, it sounded like you had something else to amend to your damage. Or Thatch, sorry.
Just one more. Like, basically, because I was using my plus one on the lands. So, okay. It's 10 is my strength bonus, and then plus one from the lands.
Okay. Since you guys hit him, this one comes visible again. And Titanius, it is your turn.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I was wrong with the one. I'm sorry. Why doesn't that roll the damage, stupid thing?
I don't know enough about D&D Beyond to know.
Same.
Now I remember why I created just the Staff of Power as an item that's not attached to all this other crap we have in here. It's like it wouldn't roll the attack, a simple attack and damage would. Anyway, it's a 1d6 plus 5, so actually, that's damage. Still rolled 7. Okay, so it didn't. Okay. what's up? My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
All right, I'm going to move here, and I will... Hopefully this will hit the Orthon, I'm not sure. Cone of Cold, and it is a 60-foot cone, so... See here, there's no shape available for that, so I guess I'm going to freehand it. I thought they added something that was like shaped.
No, they did. Yeah, you can go, I think, click the measurement tool and then change the shape to cone.
Yeah.
There you go. 160 feet. Perfect. Yep, that's what I'll do. I'll get those imps in the Orthon and the cone of cold.
4 imps. All right, what's the save? 19 con.
19, and if the Orthon has advantage, I'll take
it. Shit, man. That square is a nice measure tool.
Yeah, I was just looking at that too.
And there's this beam one.
You kind of have to half it though, because the 10-foot cube is actually
15.
Or the doing a 20-foot cube is at only 10 feet because it does the radius still.
Okay. All right, let me roll these saves. 19 con save. All right, Orthon. 16 on the dice. So.
Does he have advantage?
Yes, he does. But you said you were going to take it away, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I guess it wouldn't matter if they had 16, unless one of the rolls.
Yeah, that would have been the roll, the low run, low, blah, 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 low roll. Okay, con, plus 5, so that's 21, that one passes. These imps, though, also rolled a 16. But I don't think imps are particularly constituted.
Not even half damage can count, too, by the way. I don't think they have a point.
No, they don't. Okay, they fail. Yeah, but these imps, guess they're whatever the opposite of an empanada is, because they're frozen. You get frozen imps.
Frozen empanadas.
Yeah, frozen empanadas, yeah. And then half save for this Orthon.
Impsicles. Impsicles.
I said...
Oh, dang. That was a good one. Okay. Half of 37 is a 19?
14 if we're rolling. Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
19. Okay. All right, Titanius, that 19 points was able to get this Orthon within the 15 points of its health, which needs it to trigger its reaction.
So it's like, oh, you're not going to kill me. I'm going to kill myself.
And he blows up.
Don't do it. Just kidding.
Boom. And watch me. You're my mom.
And then the bonus action, hide.
Okay, stealth check.
18 is my hide. Then I'm going to move an additional, I think I moved 20 feet, I guess, 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I will move. I have 80, that's 15, that's what, 65?
Yeah, why?
I just want to know my movement, which I have.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Action, bonus action, movement. Nope, good.
Okay. Loyalty, you're up.
I can't see the sky, right?
No, you can. Thatch was able to do some damage, and I think Titanius was also able to do some damage, which turned them visible.
I'm gonna fly over to him and attack him. 33
points of damage? Oh, that's a crit. You crit! Okay.
Oh yeah, what does that mean?
You do max minimum or you just do the double dice, and it looks like the thing has already rolled double dice for you.
Sweet.
So that would be on your crit 22 plus 9, 31 points of damage. He's still up.
She's also going to use a 5th level divine smite.
Okay, and that happens at the same time, so go ahead and roll that damage.
That'd be a 68, because it bonus radiant damage.
The Orthon is a demon, so it's 7.
No, it's a fiend. Well, slash devil.
But that still gets the extra damage from the divine smite, right? So it's an extra.
Yes. Damage. So actually, demons don't get the damage. I'm pretty sure. So it says.
What did you post?
Yeah, is if the target is undead or a fiend. So I think a demon technically doesn't count.
Devils
and demons are fiends.
Okay. Well then, yeah, so devils and demons.
So you have a 7d8 double because it's a crit.
It's in your post it says 68 maximum, but sorry to take away your 1d8 extra.
Wait, where's the max? I didn't realize there was a maximum.
At the very end, it says the damage increases by 1d8 if the target is a undead or fiend to a maximum of 68.
Does the divine smite damage cap?
I don't know.
Hold on. Oh, okay. No. Hold on. There's two separate things. Okay, so extra damage for first level spell is 2d8 plus 1d8 for each spell level higher than first to a maximum of 5d8. Damage increased by 1d8 to a maximum of 68. So yeah, it's capped at 68. So okay.
So I read this as you would be doing 10d8 because the extra damage increased as well for the fiend.
It'd be
the smite does the 5d8 and then the extra damage is 1d8, but he's doing 5 levels, so it's 10d8.
No,
or it only does 68 max. Or it only does 68.
I think it's capping it at 68, but that seems dumb to me. So 5th level Divine Smite would be 6d8 normally.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I will allow 78. Capping Divine Smite at 68 is arbitrary. Like,
then that would be 62.
Nice, okay.
Double?
No, it's not double. Wait, oh no, it was a crit. Shit, yeah.
No, so that was 14d8.
Gotcha, yes, okay, cool. Yes, it would be 14d8. Yeah, ridiculous.
For a total of 65 additional points of damage.
Crazy,
on
okay.
top of her normal damage, which was 31. So 31 plus 65 is like 96.
Yep, he doesn't even get the chance to explode himself. If you had killed him, or you had gotten him to within his threshold that he was going to explode, but because you Divine Smite, which happens on the exact same time that you do your damage, he didn't have a chance to kill himself. So it just boom, and he's dead. Okay, that's Loyalty's turn. We're technically still in initiative. You all are aware that these imps are kind of all around you, but these imps are not hostile to you. And kind of as like they Orthons are like die, like the imps are kind of just like hanging out in the trees, invisibly, just kind of watching y'all.
I don't want my thoughts read, especially.
Can I attack them?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do what you. What are you gonna do? Combat is over. These imps are not attacking you. They're just kind of observing.
Where's the? Oh, there it is.
Sincerity is gonna start gathering up the little tiny helms of
telepathy.
Mind reading.
Dude. They're small size or tiny size?
They're tiny.
Well, they're magical, so they fit to the attuner.
Nice. They require attunement?
Yeah. You do see that they are Titanius. You are the only one that can actually see what they're doing. They are sitting quietly with their fingers on their temples, and you're not getting that same sensation of them trying to probe their mind. But it looks like they're maybe communicating with each other telepathically to maintain quietness.
All right, I'm gonna kind of call them one more time, these ones. Sorry, Ben, loyalty's actually just on the fringe edge of that.
Okay. I mean, if they're just in there, you can give her a heads up and let her get out of the way.
Look out! Loyalty, move!
To the car.
Pistol Pete has blind sight, just so you know, so he can just keep on a shoot.
Okay, well,
so
these guys are invisible.
Yep. Blind sight.
Oh, right. Hold on. What's, well, they're about to get blasted.
27 for...
Well, 40, they have
14, 27 or 14 yeah. If they save.
They have 10 hit points. So frozen empanadas all up and down. And you actually see the remainder of the imps scatter when they realize that you were able to like pinpoint just imps after the battle had ended. And you hear them scream, "The chick is out! They see us!" And they scatter to the four winds.
Okay,
beautiful.
But he was able to get like most of them, right?
Yep,
all but three.
Most of them.
So that is that 15 helms of telepathy that we now have?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Nice.
Alright, that's gonna be good fuel for the magic item grind.
Yeah.
It's just hook them into the blender.
Sincerity is gonna give one of those to Insincerity. I think I think he only has the helm and the... Oh no, he does have that ring of spell storing, so...
You don't have to attune the ring of spell storing to use it, just to recharge it.
Oh, cool, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Insincerity will have the helm of telepathy.
Okay.
And then... Oh, can he wear that and the headband of dueling minds?
No.
Okay, he'll just have to decide which he's gonna wear.
Yeah, okay. Are y'all doing any other cleanup?
Yeah, what did the Orthos
do? I'm going to investigate the bodies, the ones that didn't explode. Just do like nature check or a medicine or the nature.
So, no, so you get two more crossbows, two more daggers, infernal crossbow, infernal dagger. They're big, giant bounty hunters. You find some pictures of yourselves with wanted posters from the nine hells. It looks like you've been wanting for being a general nuisance, Marie. But looks like Mephistopheles and the unholy trinity is still upset with you.
What's the stat on those daggers?
They do crazy poison damage.
Oh, yeah. I believe 4d10, Constitution 17, Constitution saving throw.
Yep.
They also do have a base dice of 2d4.
Mm.
They're just plus ones, but the rest makes for Thatch.
Thatch, you are the proud owner of a Hellfire Lance now.
Nice.
Didn't he have a sword?
Does it require attunement?
Does not require attunement.
Nice.
And no, he didn't. He didn't have a sword. It was a lance. He stole his lance.
Oh wow!
That's crazy that we both had lances. You were like jousting field.
Not even. You just took his. You took it from him.
Well, yeah. I deprived him of his honor. And a man's lance is his life. This one is now mine, lance.
Okay. Well, any other cleanup in this area? There's no gold or any other treasure to note. Titanius, how long does that see invisibility last?
1 hour.
Okay.
And I can do it at will.
Okay. The imps have not left. They have just given you a very wide berth. So you can see, like, you know, after you all kind of get your stuff back together, you start continuing along the road. You kind of look around and you can see the imps are following you. They're in the rear, they're up front, they're on the sides.
I'm going to hide.
Mm-hmm.
At 28. And okay. I'm going to fly towards one.
Okay. And this is, just so you know, this is while you're all moving.
Sincerity and Insincerity are both busy casting mending to fix the mini.
Okay. You hear heal the superficial damages. None of the internal systems were messed up. And again, Titanius, I think I might not be painting this picture. And I think the minis that I put on the screen maybe limiting into the scope of what's going on here. The entire battlefield was filled with imps, not just limited to the ones that I showed on the onto the map. And it's the same for when you start traveling as well. This is the first time that you are outside of Candlekeep and that you've cast See Invisibility. There's no telling how long imps have been filling up this realm, and there's no telling how long you've been tailed by these imps. And you have a feeling there's so many of them, it would take you a while sneaking out and trying to take them out one by one.
All right.
But just wanted to paint that picture. There is a far more imps than originally.
Do we know how close they need to be to detect thoughts?
30 feet.
Okay.
So it seems they're far beyond that. They're probably sitting at like 200, like just within eyesight range. So it really depends on where you are in the topography. But, you know, anywhere from like 200 to 1,000 feet, they're kind of keeping their distance. Looks like they're just kind of following you.
I'll keep casting the invisibility and monitor if any of them comes close enough to try to detect our thoughts. But I'll also share that with someone else.
Okay. Yeah. Titanius lets you all know that you are being tailed by a small swarm or a large swarm of imps that are keeping their distance.
Can we have somebody wear the helm of telepathy to use as a warning system for when other people with a helm of telepathy get close? Because, like, you can use it to detect invisible creatures that have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whenever any of them get close enough, the person with the helm of telepathy would know, like, the general direction.
Yeah, there's a thought bubble. I see a thought bubble over there.
Yeah, and then we just blast them.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you thinking of having Insincerity do that?
Yeah, I'll have him unattuned to the dueling minds headband now.
Okay.
So detect thoughts then?
Yes, detect thoughts.
Yeah.
The helm of detect thoughts.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But you repair your ship or your cruiser. Baldur's Gate's about a half a day away from here. It is getting a little bit later, so I'm going to just jump forward a little bit in expedition. The rest of the way there is unassaulted, unmolested by devils or demons. The imps do not try to invade your personal space. They just seem to be watching and following. And when you actually come up on Baldur's Gate, they seem to break off from you. When you start to approach the city, you actually see them flutter away and fly towards the city. You're here on official, legitimate business. You're vacationing as a family. Smee does eventually bring the kids back after her drunken joyride. They are safe. They had a good time. But we'll go ahead and you arrive in Baldur's Gate and you make your way down to the docks where the cruise ship, the Serenity, which is much more like a modern Carnival cruise line ship mixed with an 18th century schooner. But fun for the whole family. It takes a while. All of your stuff is onboarded or offboarded from your Mini Cooper. There is actually a wagon or car storage on the boat. So you actually, your Mini Cooper is able to drive onto the boat and will be placed in storage. But there is a rather large line to check in for all the families and those who are attending. And you all get your various tickets. You all have your various bags around you. You have your Hawaiian lays and your oversized shirts and your hats and maybe your Polaroid cameras for your upcoming vacation. And you actually kind of look around. There's a bunch of other kids running around and kind of playing with their, you know, toys while their parents are waiting to get checked in. And it's actually about this time that you all recognize two children.
Castle and her children.
Yeah, and I just completely blanked on their name, but I didn't blank on their parents' name. You see Amalia and Victoro in their best, finest Sunday yellow outfits with two giant tickets to the cruise ship, and you can see Amalia, it'll only be a little bit longer. Well, you know, I'm sorry they didn't have a first class check-in, but what? And it, of course, Well, I guess we'll be rooming together, or we'll, I guess we'll be bumping shoulders and that with each other for the next next 10 day or so. And that is where we're going to end off tonight on Herding Dragons.
The Love Boat.
But yeah, it's a celebrity cruise high end, so of course the Cassilanters are going to be there. But we'll unravel a little bit more. We'll get you all checked in to the ship, and we'll set sail next time on Herding Dragons. But
welcome we'll aboard be next week. The Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoat. No, it is called the Serenity. And again, nothing ever bad has happened to a ship called the Serenity.
Yeah, Serenity now.
In unsinkable Serenity.
Yeah, the unsinkable Serenity.
You said we're not doing it next week?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, my work schedule is just killing me, so unfortunately I have to cut back on D&D a little bit, but yeah, not next week, but the week after.
Okay. Right on.
All right, thanks everybody. Catch you later.
Right on.
Bye.
GG. Thank you.